healthy relationship is dependent on the health of the people in that relationship. In previous episodes, we talked about the balance of the feminine and masculine qualities within every human. Today, we will explore that even further and gain a greater understanding of why that balance is so vital to the health of our relationships, our romantic partnerships. Many of us spend a lot of time blaming others for the dissatisfaction in our relationships, and I'm talking our romantic partnerships. Think about the last time your partner upset you. Where did your mind go? Oh, he did it again. God, I hate it when she does that. She never listens. He always defers to me. I always have to make the decisions. He does what he wants and doesn't include me in how that affects me. They drive me crazy when they leave their clothes all over. There are so many things, of course, we can find in our life to complain about. And there are so many things that we can choose to shift out of that energy. When we are saying too much, my spouse does this, my partner that, and we're finding ourselves complaining daily, regularly to people or even in our head. You know, we can do that for years without looking at the truth, looking at the whole picture, looking at our part in it. A friend of one of my sisters, they'd been married a long time. She unexpectedly died. It was a shock, and her partner is heartbroken. Think about that. Think about that. If you love your partner, yet we do so much time complaining, and then all of a sudden they're gone. I'm not saying they complained. I don't even know them. But my point is, at any moment, we could lose that person we love. So it is so important to understand it is easy, we think, to complain. But is it actually ever going to help? And it becomes so disempowering. It disempowers ourselves, and it absolutely disempowers the beauty of the relationship. Why stay in it if we're just going to keep complaining? Why do I keep blaming instead of repairing what I can? Instead of learning how to deal with it, what if there's something I can do, some way I can shift my belief? What if there's something I can learn about my partner or understand? Or something within myself? Is there something I can look at within me? It does seem so much easier to place blame on our partner. We feel it takes less work to let the other do their work, and we don't have to. We just get to stay how we are. However, it is not easier. It is never easy to watch someone change and we don't. Why? Because they might outgrow us. They may say, wow, I have really changed and this isn't working for me anymore. Change together. Do your work. We all should be doing our work. And that word should, yes. It would really make our lives a whole lot easier if we would look at the aspects of ourselves that are getting in the way of being happy with the person we are with. And it can be hard to identify our shadow parts, the habits, beliefs, actions. They might be hurting us. They might be hurting the relationship we so desire to improve, which is underneath all of that blanket of complaining. And believe it or not, each of the two people in that relationship has a part of the whole. To continue the journey of waking up, it is vital to understand what are we doing, what are we adding. So today we're going to explore the archetypal language of the masculine and feminine parts of selves, where we're in balance in those aspects, how that helps or hurts our relationship, the understanding of being in our head and heart. And then that balanced state of giving and receiving, the balance of doing and being, and how equal it is in our partnership. And then taking that a step further and learning to discuss that with our partner. So we can see where we're spending time, and we can see where we're wasting time. Is this of value? What I'm thinking and talking and complaining, is this of value to me? And is it time for me to shift out of it? No, this is a topic that is huge and vast and infinite. We can't do that. So we'll just cover some of it today because we like to keep this drive time. Now, my belief is if we choose to start looking at the divine feminine, the divine masculine within each one of us, we will find a healthier, more loving self. We will be happier. And that makes room for a healthier viewpoint of our partnership, because truly every partnership affects every other part of our life. Think of the last time you were upset with your partner and then you drove to work and you were angry at your coworkers, or you're the boss and you're angry at your staff, or you had a bad time driving because you just couldn't get your mind off of what you were angry about at your partner. It affects every aspect of our life because it's a big component of our life. And I just use the word divine feminine and divine masculine. I might say those today. I might say just feminine and masculine. Just know, to me, there is a difference, and yet it's all one and the same. Because as you may have now realized, my work in this lifetime is to bring a greater understanding to the journey of our soul as we navigate life in this human form. In my belief, our soul growth is vital to how we also navigate relationships and why we choose what we choose. To live to my highest potential, may I understand that I'm part of a greater good, a divine purpose. So I may strive for my beliefs, thoughts, and actions to be in alignment with that higher purpose. And that includes how I behave and feel and think in my relationship with my partner. And that is why we use the words divine, because it is also the partnership I have with my soul. I want to give you a quick example of masculine, feminine, and we'll talk a little more about it. But think of this, you know, when a puppy is running around and sometimes that puppy gravitates towards that person in the room that's calm because now they're tired. So they'll go sit by the calm person who might just gently stroke them or let them cuddle up next to them. That's the divine feminine aspect of ourself. And sometimes that puppy gravitates towards that person throwing the ball, running around, leaping and playing, running around outside. That's the masculine aspect of ourself. Hopefully we have both, because there is a part of us when we want to just be, and the part of us that is in action and doing. One is not better than the other. They're both required in a healthy, balanced being. And they're both required in a healthy, balanced, romantic relationship. So to go a little further, the divine feminine, or the feminine, is in the light of who we are. That's part of that highest potential, and that's our receiving side. Receiving is listening, being open to our intuition, nurturing, compassionate, creative, receptive, empathic. And receptive means we're seeing the picture not just with words, but we're understanding what's going on around us because we're using our five senses. Feminine is sensual. Taste, touch, smell, hear, see. You know, when you taste a really good piece of chocolate, it's like, That's the feminine. That's really savoring. That's the sensual. Not sexual. Sexual can be both, but that's that beautiful sensual. And that is the feminine. And hopefully we all experience that living in our five senses. When we're in our intuitive feminine state, that calm state, we are feeling the feelings of others. Even when sometimes our partner can't define how they feel, when we're in the feminine state, we might understand how they feel. Now, we don't want to assume, but we might understand even before they do. That's that beautiful divine feminine. The feminine listens, not reacts. The feminine listens. The reaction would be in the shadow, but this is the positive aspects, the light. The feminine is not in the head with the overrun thoughts, but in the heart, breathing, feeling, knowing, understanding. The divine feminine is meant to help others transform emotions into something of empowered growth and understanding. And we can all do that. We're all meant to do that. Be transformers in a healthy way. Now think of a time when your partner sat next to you after having a bad day or an experience that shook them, or vice versa. You comforted them, or your partner comforted you. You just allowed. You didn't try to fix. You maybe just listened, or if they didn't want to talk, you just sat next to them. You didn't come up with solutions, but just created that nurturing comfort. Maybe held them while they cried, or just held them. You felt an understanding. That's the beauty of that feminine. And the feminine aspect is also the part of us that gives birth to new creations, the artist who sees the larger vision, giving birth to an idea, And then we nurture the idea into something of substance, molding it with our hands, our mind. Not force and not being passive. The feminine, like I said, is the listener, the safe container, the one that understands what our partner needs. Because we're listening beyond words, because we've taken the time to get in our heart and be in compassion and understanding. The feminine is truly when we are in compassion. That's different than feeling sorry for someone or pity, but really understanding where they're at. The other aspects of us, the divine masculine or the masculine, that's our reasoning. That's logic, action, strength, stability, protection, coming forward, taking the steps to manifest the idea we had. You know, the feminine brings the idea in or receives the idea that's brought in, and the masculine is the one that takes the action steps. The masculine protects and guides with logic, with reasoning, offering words of advice. The masculine, again, is within each one of us. This is not male or female. The masculine within us, and within our partner, we push each other to reach our goals in healthy ways and take the steps we need to take, leading each other and self to uphold healthy boundaries. This is all part that resides within our body, in our head, the logical part of ourselves. You know, sometimes when we just have had a hard day and we have something else we need to do or somewhere we need to go, or really we want to go, but we're too tired, a healthy partnership, that partner might say, you know, take a minute, stretch your legs, and then decide, do you really want to miss it? Because that's, again, pushing somebody in a healthy way, not force. And that pure balance state of masculine and feminine, it's when we get that aha about an idea. When that idea comes through, and we feel safe enough to move forward with courage, our partner is creating a safe container for us as well. That's the beauty of the balance in both. In a healthy relationship, we might feel our partner is having a hard time just by their tone of voice because we heard it, or just because we tuned into them on an intuitive state, even if they're not in the house. We might feel them. We might think, oh, I wonder what just happened because they're coming into my psyche. They're crabby. Maybe they get home and they're crabby. They're not being attentive and perhaps not listening as we are speaking. And we want to connect. We want to share. We want them to be the listener, that safe person to hear us, but they're not being present. In a healthy relationship, in that balanced state of masculine and feminine, we know we have a choice at that moment, at every moment. That moment, we can choose to get angry and pout and take it personally, feel like we're being mistreated and slighted. We can storm away. We can yell. Like I said, we can pout. We can feel like the victim. Those are all shadow aspects of the feminine, the aspects that are not helping us. Or we can get into the feminine in the positive aspect and take a breath and just be. And perhaps with light touch or easy words, ask our partner if they're having a hard day. Do they need anything? Do they need a break before we connect? Sometimes that's the biggest gift we can give our partner, the space they need to decompress, the understanding that they need us to have so they can feel, and perhaps even know what they're feeling and why. Because if their day's been so busy, sometimes it's just one thing after another, after another, after another, after another, and just exhausted. And you haven't even had time to process all of that. We need to give ourselves time. That's that feminine, getting into our feelings and giving our partner that. That's a healthy relationship. So we can easily get back into the balance, not quickly sometimes, but easily, if we give ourselves space and give our partner space. And we can even say, hey, would it be okay if we just sat for a bit without talking? I'm not even sure I have the space to hear you, and I want to, and I don't want to be disrespectful. I want to be present, but I just need a few minutes to decompress. And the healthy partner would say, you know, absolutely, I'm going to go do blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, do you want me to rub your feet? Or do you want a cup of tea? What is it you need from me? But if you don't have the space to give your crabby partner something, that's okay. We don't have to do that when we don't have the space. Just say, you know what? I totally get that. And I think I need a minute too. doing it from a place of love, not a place of tit for tat. And again, when we're crabby, we get to be the one to say, I'm not even sure why I'm crabby, or it's just been a really hard day. I just don't want to be talked at or talked to. I just need a minute. And then I'm going to get back into alignment, and then we can reconnect. You know, oftentimes when there are children involved and the partnership takes the backseat to the children, someone walks in from their work day and they're exhausted, and the one parent that's home wants the other parent to take over, and they might not be ready. Those are conversations to have. How much time do we need? Are we being equal in our time? Because in a balanced state, we're checking in with each other on that, because we are both giving and receiving. Or in a balanced state, when someone, our partner, really wants to give up on something, we could let them vent. We could hear the discouragement and then ask them a few wonder questions, prompting them to go beyond the surface, encouraging them to wait to make a decision, to just let them honor themselves and not react from a place of big emotion. That is when we are in a healthy, balanced state in our partnership. Well, how do we know when we're off? When we are lacking the positive aspects of the feminine, that would be when we're not understanding or working in a healthy way with our emotions. Imbalance in the divine feminine, we are either suppressing, holding our emotions back, or being too big with our emotions. You know, when we're not allowing ourselves to grow in, have time with, and the time doesn't have to take all day. Sometimes if I've had a hard day, I'll take my car ride home and just check in with, what was all that about? What do I need to do for me right now so I can feel more connected, more in alignment? It doesn't have to take all day. Sometimes it might. But we want to be able to give someone and ourselves that time, connecting with our intuition, connecting with our emotions, so we don't become numb or detached or over emotional or dramatic. That's because we're tired. We haven't processed properly. We might become overly dramatic in our reaction to our partner. Or again, we might become too passive. We can use those emotions, you know, to work through stuff, but we don't want to take it out on that person we love. When we're not in alignment, we are overly reactionary. We are under reactionary. It is not the same as saying it's okay with me than it is to be passive and really feel angry or resentful. So we got to know how we feel. That's key in any healthy partnership. We first have to know how we feel within ourselves. Also, when we're in an unhealthy state, we are using our emotions to manipulate. People will say, oh, women are too emotional or underly emotional. That's not a fair statement, and I totally disagree with that. Every single one of us can be manipulative with our emotions. Someone that walks in the door and they're angry and they want things done, so they might start yelling. That's manipulation. Someone that is crying and pouting because they don't want to deal with something. Now, crying is different, right? If it's in a state of, I'm really sad about this, but we're not getting our way, and then we might start crying. That's manipulation. That's using emotions to manipulate. That's the shadow of the feminine. And when we're doing that, check in with that. Wait a minute. What's underneath that? Am I being manipulative? Another way we want to be checking in with, are we in the light of our feminine? Are we being in compassion? Are we being empathetic? It's so important to understand someone else's shoes, because if we're not, that disconnects us from really true, meaningful relationships. We also want to be checking in on our indecisiveness. Are we being too passive? Because when we are not making decisions and pretending it's okay, and then all of a sudden we want out of the marriage because we never used our voice, be careful with that. It's up to us to find our voice. It's up to us to understand the difference between calm and passivity. There is a difference. Also, checking in with our boundaries and codependency. We want to have healthy boundaries. We want to do self-care. We don't want the boundaries to be too strong that we have walls. And like I said earlier, so important to be in that state of sensuality, five senses. Because when we are just in our head, we are not in the healthy feminine qualities of ourselves. Play, creativity, touch. Those are important pieces. So how do we know we're lacking the masculine traits, the positive? Excessive control. When we are trying to be too controlling, We are in the shadow aspect, when we want to manipulate, of course, when we want to control by doing too much and not delegating anything, when we're holding our emotions or not allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. We say we don't care, like I said before, but we're in our head and we are caring and we are mad because our partner isn't helping. Or we're too focused on the logical and don't make room for mine or someone else's emotions. It's so important to know there's a difference between think and feel, and to understand we have both and to balance both. It's safe to know and it's safe to feel. We need both. You know, oftentimes, and this is the case with more men than women, but not always, we're told to man up, not cry. Yet it's important to let people cry. It's important to let people understand that we have emotions and we're meant to connect with them in healthy ways. If we just keep ignoring them, they're still there. They're lodged in there and they're going to come out sideways in all sorts of ways. Another masculine trait in the shadow is an overemphasis on achievement. Being too success driven at the cost of our relationships, at the cost of our own health. Constantly striving to be the best or overworking to get everything done. Remember, we got to delegate. We have to have a good team. We have to have self-care. We have to have time to relax and be. Being too competitive, being too aggressive. We really want to understand when we are that way, and it takes the time to do that. Having a silly competition or fun competition in our partnership is great. Or if you guys play tennis together or something else where you're in competition. But sometimes we cross the line. So we want to be open enough with each other when we can say, you know what, that was a little too harsh. You just crossed that line. So if we're out of it, how do we get back in? How do we get back in a healthy balance within and then a healthy balance within the relationship? You know, checking in with my masculine, feminine, it's more important to understand when we're giving and receiving and if that's in balance than the words masculine, feminine. When we are in a healthy balance state, and if we're not, if we want to get back, just step back. Am I addressing the issues as they come up? Can I breathe and start asking questions, not pointed questions, but first I've got to be calm within. So we got to start by being calm within. And that's not always easy, is it? But we can get back there. We also want to make sure that we're not pretending it doesn't matter when it really does. In a healthy, balanced place, we recognize that it does matter. And we talk through it with ourselves and then, of course, with our partner. We also want to recognize that our partner is most likely not doing those things to irritate us. We're just irritated, but really they're just not consciously aware that they're irritating us. And if they are, which is not common, then they're really in being childish. That's a different issue. But if we step in their shoes a minute and just step back and breathe, it's easier to understand, well, really I'm taking this personally when it's not about me. It's really not about me. We also want to let ourselves and check in. Am I being vulnerable enough to speak from my heart in a non-shaming and blaming way? Or am I using overt anger or sarcasm? You know, these are skills that we can learn if we're not using them. And it is so important to learn good communication, healthy communication skills. There's a million tools out there. And then we practice them over and over. Because in order to get good at anything, we have to practice. Even how we check in with ourselves and communicate within. And by the way, even if you're not in a partnership, practice these skills with friends, siblings, roommates. Am I listening? Am I speaking my truth in healthy, non-reactionary ways? Am I letting myself work through things as I go instead of holding and blowing? Because every relationship, whether it's work, friendship, sibling, parent-child, every relationship gives us material to practice from. A healthy, balanced relationship has a bigger vision. What are the goals in your partnership? Do you talk about it? Yes, things planned like vacations, but what else? Are you talking about your future? Are you talking about the individual goals and the couple goals? Identifying and working towards relationship goals. I've noticed I can be so sarcastic and roll my eyes when I'm upset with you. Or, you know, I'm noticing you're doing that to me. Is that something that you're willing to work on? I'm feeling like it's time for me to work on this. This is my goal in our relationship, whatever that is. And hopefully then there's another one because we want to be giving it that much time. That's how it can be balanced and successful. And you do it together. On our own, we work on our own stuff. And our partner hopefully is too. And then together you're working on the bigger picture of the relationship, checking in with yourself. A healthy, balanced, feminine, masculine relationship checks in with each other. How are we feeling? What's going on? How are you feeling about us? Are we getting enough fun? Are we doing enough together? It is so important to have what I would call report card, so to speak. It doesn't have to be a formal report card, but checking in on each other. What's going well? You know, we can tell when something's off. So kindly bring it up instead of just letting it go because you're so busy. That's when we start to crumble. That's when those, what I'll say, bad patterns start to take control because we're just letting things go too often. And if you think back to how you were at the beginning of your relationship, those first 3 weeks, months, sometimes hopefully it's even longer than that, you give your best to that partner. What if we went back to that? Wow, what was that like? What was I doing different? Instead of complaining what happened and they're not being that way, what did I do different? How was I more attentive? Go back there. And then go back there and do it again. And ask with wonder. Ask our partner wonder questions. Not pointed questions where we're angry and we're just waiting for the response so we can snap back at them, but true wonder questions. We really want to know. We want to know what's going on. We want to know why they're pulled away. I encourage you over this next week, make a list of what is great in your partnership. Make a list of what you love about that person and what you love about the partnership. Let yourself feel that more often. Go back to it more often. See if you can grow that list larger than the complaint list. And then the complaint list, let yourself have a little time to work on that. Your part in it. What are some things you want to bring up? What do you want to say? Just one thing at a time. Take it slow because big changes, lifelong changes take time. They take patience and they take perseverance. And as always, they take mindfulness. If we would choose to stop blaming and find our healthiest, empowered self, we're not only going to improve the relationship with our partner, we're also going to improve the relationship with our own being and the soul contracts we came here to fulfill. I hope you have a beautiful month and I look forward to connecting with you again. Hey listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.